Dr. Muhammad Ali Naqvi was born in Lahore, Pakistan, on September the 28th, 1952. He spent his early childhood years in Najaf and Karbala in Iraq. He started school in Kenya and moved to Tanzania and then Uganda, where he completed high school. He was an active member of the debating team at his school in Uganda, and his exceptional talent enabled him to earn numerous awards in debating competitions throughout the country. He moved to Pakistan in 1969, where he began his pre-medical education. And in 1972, he enrolled at the King Edward Medical College to become a medical doctor. Being a brilliant student, he won a gold medal on his MBBS final exams. He then pursued specialization in the medical field and became an anesthesiologist. In 1972, during his years as a student, he founded the Imamia Students Organization, which was a country-wide platform for Shia students to unite in both academic and religious areas and spread the message of true Islam. When the Islamic Revolution became victorious in Iran in 1979, Dr. Muhammad Ali Naqvi started propagating the teachings of Imam Khomeini in Pakistan. He was the founder of the Islamic Revolutions movement in Pakistan. He used to train and mentor the young and always emphasize that the path of Walayat-e Faqih should never be abandoned. He had grasped the true spirit of the message of Islam and Imam, and he often used to say, "Great are those youth who, on the order of Imam Khomeini, are defending Islam and at the cost of their lives and blood are reviving the noble path of Imam Hussein alayhi salam." When the global superpowers launched a proxy war against Iran by supporting Saddam Hussein, Dr. Naqvi sent several physicians and drugs to his brothers in faith in Iran, and he himself also participated in the sacred defense. He was an untiring traveler who always kept his eternal destination in sight. His days and nights were spent in spreading awareness among the youth about global arrogance and its activities against the world of Islam. On March the 7th, 1995, the Saudi and Zionist-funded Takfiris martyred this great man while he was on his way to work at the Sheikh Zayed Hospital in Lahore. His strong desire for martyrdom was finally fulfilled. He was a beacon of light for the revolutionary youth of Pakistan and a true leader who will never be forgotten. It is because of his efforts that the Imamia Students Organization has now become a national level movement and a voice for the oppressed Shia students in Pakistan and beyond. God bless his soul.